Hey, hey, hey. Yes, it is Friday. It is the weekend, guys. It is April 29th. We are getting out of April now. Today, I'm talking about God's promises versus the process, which a lot of people fail to discuss, you know. And I had to take note, you know, over the years, you know, it's so many people who talk about God's promises but neglect to talk about the process. The process is a thing all in its own. Like, the beginning is fine, the end is fine, it's the middle. The middle of it is the process. And, you know, the quicker you get through your process, the quicker you can get to exactly being in a position that you actually either see yourself in or God has given you a vision for your life for you to be in. Now, on my last couple episodes, I kept saying that I was going to, give you guys, because I do have some new listeners, so I'm going to talk about my background. My background, I've been through an abusive relationship. I was in that relationship for 9 years. I mean, like, he did everything to me under the sun, from beating me, raping me. I was beaten with a steel pole at one point. I was burned on the back of my left hand. So, yeah, I have war wounds. The only thing that I still have that is visible from that relationship is the burns that's on the back of my left hand. You know, I've been through a lot. Like, my process, and you got to understand, like, if you're going through a lot, the harder your path is, the higher your calling is. You have to stick through it. You have to grasp. You have to understand. And you have to pay attention to what God is trying to get you to see. Now, when I went through that abusive relationship, had I known God had a plan for my life, I would have paid more closer attention at that point, but I didn't. I didn't take heed then. And, you know, God knows, he knows everyone. He knows each one of us. So he knows at what point we're going to turn around. We're going to make that turnaround. You just have to be patient and you have to pay attention. You just have to go ahead, step forward and accept that turnaround. You know, that turnaround is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose material things. I mean, but you can't be afraid because you have to, and I'm not going to lie, it looked like everything was together for me before I started on this journey. Like, outwardly, it looked like everything, like I had everything together, but inside is where everything was messed up. So it's like when I started going through my process, like, I completely got stripped down to basically nothing. Like, I basically started from the bottom of the barrel. Like, everything that material, everything that I was used to. I was used to getting my hair done regularly. I was used to getting my nails done regularly. I mean, everything took a turn. Everything. But I actually would never go, I would not ever want to go back to that point because I was lost. I was lost. I wasn't satisfied with life. Now I'm more satisfied. Now I feel more, I feel like I have more of a purpose now. My life is meaning to my life now. So I'm fine with starting over. And it's, how can I put it? Okay. So, you know, and I can't say everybody's process is the same. I'm speaking on my process personally because that's what I've been going through. Everybody don't have to go through that same process, and God don't deal with everybody the same way. He deals with everybody differently, you know, according to whatever you're doing in life. Okay, sometimes this is gonna seem like and it's gonna feel like everything is falling apart. And it's going to, everybody on the outside is going to look at you and they're going to think that everything in your life is falling apart. But when you're going through a process with God, especially when it comes to healing, God starts with us from the inside. Like, he's going to work with you on the inside. He's going to heal everything on the inside with you before everything outside starts to manifest. So his promises are never void. We just have to understand that he's going to take us through certain processes to get us to the point that where he knows that we're going to be able to do whatever our calling is, whatever our dream is, whatever our vision is, effectively in this world, because whatever it is that we're set out here to do is going to help other people. So we have to be completely, complete inwardly before everything outwardly starts to come. So it is a process when you're on your path. You know, I'm here to tell you, don't get discouraged, because I'm still going through my process. Like I said, you guys are on this journey with me. Y'all are journeying through this with me. So, and I'm talking about everything that I actually go through as well. You know, aside from the abusive relationship, I've also, you know, I was almost borderline alcoholic at one point. Like, I was literally drinking every single day. Like, I would go to work, get off work, drink, go to sleep, get up, go to work, get off work, drink, go to sleep. Like, it was repetitive for about a year, maybe 2 years. So I actually had to stop drinking. You know, I've experienced heartbreak. I've experienced betrayal. I've experienced a lot, like a lot. And, you know, everything, once I completely gave myself to God, is when everything began to make sense to me. Because God began to show me my life from a different perspective. I was looking at it like, you know, like, God, why me? Why am I going through this? Whole time, he was grooming me. He was teaching me. And he was preparing me for where he's taking me. And, you know, you just can't allow yourself to get discouraged from whatever you're doing. You know, you have to stand strong no matter what, especially when little progress is still progress no matter what. If you're not making progress, that's when you get worried. But as long as you're making progress and you're doing something and you're comfortable, like, I'm so at peace. I'm so relaxed. I love speaking. I love writing. And I didn't think that I was going to like it as much as I did, but I actually do. And I'm actually comfortable with it. So whatever God has for you to do, if you're not sure of what you're supposed to be doing in life, if you don't have your own dreams or whatever, God has them for you. And I guarantee you, whatever he has lined up for you, it's going to be something that you're going to be very comfortable with doing. And right now I'm like really working on crafting my speaking, expanding my vocabulary, and being able to give my speeches effectively to be able to have people to understand from different perspectives, because everybody don't understand everything from one perspective. But yes, this is the weekend. It's nice out. The spring weather is trying to kick in now. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. I hope you guys be safe out there. You know, just hold on to God's promises. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Hold on to his promises, because I promise you, he's going to get us through. Like I said, I am still in my process. You know, it's been days that it's been times where I wanted to give up. But, you know, I've come to a point now to where I just allow myself to, I make sure I just tell God, you know, I trust you. I don't care what's going on around me. I trust you at the end of the day. And I have so much of a sense of peace now to get through certain situations, because you still gonna get hit with storms. You know, don't think you won't get hit with a storm. Don't think you won't get hit with trials and tribulations. Life's still gonna throw some things at you, because, you know, it's all to strengthen us. It's all to strengthen our faith in God. It's all to make sure that we don't waver from where we're going, because How can you be out there leading somebody and you wavering through your process? You have to stand firm in your process no matter what, because God promises will come to fruition. They will manifest. Just don't ever give up. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there. Keep your head up. Stay prayed up. I love you all. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to you next Friday.